Phil, these motions filed today by Jahar Zunayev's defense team give us some insight into the strategy they may use at trial to portray the older brother, Tamerlan, as the ringleader and Jahar as a younger brother forced to follow suit. In motions filed Friday, Jahar Zunayev's defense team asks the judge to order prosecutors to turn over the government's surveillance of older brother Tamerlan, obtained during a 2011 investigation following a tip from Russian authorities. The defense believes any evidence showing Tamerlan's pursuit of jihad would support the theory that he was the more radical brother and the mastermind of the Boston Marathon bombing.
This is a very complicated case that got a little bit more complicated today because now you're talking about lawyers wanting even more evidence. So expect the government to fight it. Expect the defense to say that they need it in order to move forward with the trial.
The defense says the FBI had contacted Tamerlan multiple times before the bombing to speak with him about his questionable internet searches and even asked him to be an informant, a claim the government denies. The defense goes on to talk about Tamerlan's alleged role in a triple murder in Waltham in 2011, saying that would powerfully support the fact that Jahar experienced his older brother as an all-powerful force who could not be ignored or disobeyed.
And what the defense will argue, if it gets to a death penalty question, is that their client is not as much to blame as Tamerlan, and therefore a death sentence would not be appropriate.
And the defense is hoping that there will be enough doubt to avoid convictions on a number of counts. For example, Jahar Zunayev is charged with causing serious bodily injury to MBTA Transit Police Officer Dick Donahue during the shootout in Watertown days after the bombing. But the defense says discovery turned over so far shows Donahue was actually shot by fellow officers in the chaos.